Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited Quarter One FY 2025-26 earnings conference call. This call is hosted by Anurag Services LLP on behalf of GSFC. From the management, we have Mr. S.K. Bajpai, Senior Vice President, Finance and Legal, and CFO. Mr. S.V. Varma, Executive Director, Agribusiness, HRS, and IR, and other senior members from the management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. S.K. Bajpai. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Quarter One 2025-26 earnings call of Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited. It's always a great pleasure to connect with all of you and share the key updates that we experienced during the quarter. I hope that you had a chance to review the financial results, media release, and investor presentation available on the stock exchanges and also uploaded on our company's website. As we see the consolidated financial performance for YoY basis, revenue from operations grew marginally by 1% YoY from 2,163 crores to 2,184 crores. PBT rose by 63% YoY, 184 crores from 113 crores, and PAT by 59% YoY, 139 crores versus 87 crores. If we see quarter-over-quarter, then revenue from operations grew by 14%, 2,184 crores from 1,922 crores. PBT jumped by 108% quarter-over-quarter, 184 crores from 89 crores, and PAT by 93%, 139 crores from 72 crores. Quarter One marked as a resilient start to financial year 2025-26 with stable revenues and improved profitability. In volume terms, fertilizer production reduced by 40,787 metric tons. That is approximately 10% in Quarter One YoY. However, this includes a one-time transfer of 40,435 metric tons of urea towards the revamping project. Taking this into consideration, the production reduction is limited to 3,352. That is only 1% YoY due to lesser urea and DAP production. IP production remains stable year-on-year basis. Reported fertilizer sales grew marginally in volume, 2%, and estimated stable in volume terms around 4.51 lakh metric tons in Quarter One YoY basis. However, this includes a one-time transfer of rupees 149 crores of urea towards the revamping project. Taking this into consideration, fertilizer sales would have grown by 11% in value terms and 10% in volume terms in Quarter One. On the cost side, raw material trends were mixed. Prices of natural gas and ammonia softened, offering some relief, while cost of phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid saw a sharp increase impacting P&K cost economics. Our fertilizer segment delivered a strong EBIT of 137 crore, up from 86 crore in the corresponding quarter last year, reflecting stronger operating leverage, favorable product mix, and better cost absorption. This was supported by robust trading volumes, especially in NPK, higher manufactured APS and AS sales, and improved realization in P&K fertilizers. Urea volumes, however, declined due to stabilization challenges and exclusion of project-related trial sales worth rupees 149 crores in Quarter One. The industrial product segment turned profitable with rupees 25 crore EBIT, added by improved realization in ammonia and SS crystal, even as spreads and core volume remained subdued. We continue to maintain a strong balance sheet with no long-term debt, healthy net worth, and adequate liquidity. Our liquidity position has also been supported by the timely disbursement of government subsidies, reflecting a proactive fiscal approach by the government. As of date, the company has received subsidy dues for PNK fertilizers and urea claims raised up to the first and second week of July respectively. This provides the foundation for advancing our CAPEX roadmap. I am happy to report that three major projects were commissioned during the quarter. First one is 15 megawatt solar power project at Charakna, urea to energy revamp facilities, and our participation in GIPCL 75 megawatt solar project with our share of 50%, that is 37.5 megawatt. These will enhance cost efficiency and sustainability over the long term. Looking ahead, the progress of the southwest monsoon has been healthy so far, supporting kharif sowing and agri input demand. However, rising input cost, especially for phosphoric acid and DAP, pose challenges for the fertilizer sector. We may see some upward pressure on MRP in the coming months. Policy actions from the Department of Fertilizer will be critical in this context. We intend to pursue a balanced production-import strategy, particularly in DAP and non-DAP grades, to protect margins and optimize realizations. In the industrial segment, caprolactam benzene spread are likely to remain under pressure due to oversupply and continued Chinese dumping. That said, demand for melamine and other key products is expected to remain stable, and we anticipate much better performance in segment for quarter two. With that, I now hand over the call for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Nirav with Anvil Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity and good afternoon, team. Sir, I have a few questions. So, sir, just to understand, like, when we produce the AS and ANP fertilizers, how are the profitabilities fixed? So, just like as a percentage of realization, which is a mix of MRP and subsidy, we get a certain percentage of this as an operating profit or at the PBT level. So how this mechanism works? Let's say if we take for AS grade, which is like MRP plus subsidies close to around 29,000 to 30,000 rupees a ton. So how the profitability is ensured by the government, something as a percentage of this, or is there any other mechanism which is fixed?
So actually the profitability in case of ammonium sulfate and ammonium phosphate sulfate is dependent on the cost of the nutrient what we are using in the production of AS and APS. Actually phosphorus, this P2O5 rates are very high, and it is presently around $1,258 per metric ton. So there is no fixed norm that what is the percentage of profit we are earning. It all depends upon at what cost we get this raw material from the international market. And as far as ammonium sulfate is concerned, we produce here in Vadodara. So sulfuric acid, as you see, sulfur and sulfuric acid prices are very high. Approximately 150% has been risen if you compare with the last quarter or last bio-by basis. So really the margins in the case of ammonium sulfate has squeezed a lot. And in APS, due to the phosphoric acid prices going high, there also we are getting hit in the margin terms.
Got it. So sir, last year you mentioned that on an average we make close to around 3,500 rupees a metric ton for both these fertilizers put together. How was the scenario in Q1 and how do you see panning out for FY26?
As I told you, because of the cost inflation, no, it is around 2000 to 2500 in case of ammonium sulfate we are getting per metric ton.
Okay. And how do we see for the rest of the year?
No, as I told you in the opening remarks, the subsidy is due to be fixed based on the input cost by the government of India with effect from 1st of October. So we are quite hopeful that there must be some revision, because sulfuric acid price and phosphoric acid price both have been risen a lot, and that is the reason the DAP is not economically viable for us to produce. And there is a lot of shortage of DAP in the market also. So that we hope that government will do certain things, certain criteria for fixing the subsidy with effect from 1st of October.
Right. So two clarifications here. So one, let's say for both these fertilizer grades, we produce close to around 317,000 tons of volumes. And based on the conversions, I think ammonia requirement is close to around 85,000 tons and sulfuric acid is close to around 190,000 tons for this quarter. So are both these inputs produced captively or do we need to source something from outside market also?
As far as sulfuric acid is concerned, we have the four sulfuric acid plants, but still the demand of the sulfuric acid in our complex due to the ammonium sulfate 4 new plant capitalized years ago is high. So that the company has already in the process of establishing sulfuric acid 5 plant, which is due to be commissioned in 2 months from now. So, till now we are getting the long-term arrangement with the companies who are supplying the sulfuric acid at the Baroda complex and as well as Sikka complex for ammonium sulfate phosphate. But after commissioning of the sulfuric acid fifth plant, we will be having the sufficient, the required quantity of sulfuric acid for production of ammonium sulfate.
Plus, we would have something surplus also to be sold in the market.
Surplus also. It will be transferred to the Sikka unit for APS production.
Correct. What could be the surplus which we could sell in the market, sir, out of these 198,000 tons after the...
Sorry to interrupt there. Sir, we are not able to hear you. Can you speak a bit louder?
Yeah. So, just wanted to understand from you, sir, out of these 198,000 tons, how much would be available for sale in the market after using for captive?
I don't think so. If the APS requirement in the Sikka, so around 200 or 250 metric tons, additional quantity we will be having in the, at here at Baroda complex. So we will be transferring the sulfuric acid to Sikka unit. But looking at the price, if the sulfuric acid price comes down and there is any opportunity that we are getting sulfuric acid at Sikka at a lower price, then we can think of going into the market for sale.
Got it. Is there any volume guidance you can tell for both these fertilizer grades put together and for a company as a whole for FY26?
FY26, the whole year, we are expecting fertilizer in the range of 23 to 24 lakhs. And APS and this both combined around 10 lakhs.
Correct. And this also includes, this 23 lakhs also includes the trading volumes or they are separate out of this?
Also estimated on conservative basis because DAP prices are volatile and we are handling urea for Government of India at Rosy Port, but we could not get much allocation last year. So we have taken a conservative, this is a minimum which we think. If the trading improves, it will be further increased.
Got it. The second question is on the urea part. So we had a revamp undertaken in first quarter. So what was the impact on the sales and profitability in first quarter of FY26? Because of the loss.
Actually, during the quarter, we have commissioned this project on 2nd June.
Yeah.
So commercial production started only after that. So only 28 days we could get the commercial production. Otherwise, whatever the production was there during the trial run, so we have transferred into the capital side of the balance sheet. So, during the trial, there is a lot of wastage of the input and all this, so we are not in a position to say what is the profitability. And as such, in the urea, there is no big margin available. So, it is only, I think, if I remember, 3 crores rupees only we shifted to the and adjusted in the capital cost.
And sir, like currently we have a GKL per metric ton consumption or the group norm of 6.5. I think after this revamp, you were saying earlier that our consumption could go down to 5.75 GKL per metric ton with this revamp. So let's say given the current gas prices, what could be the savings which could accrue to us on a per ton basis, A, or if you can say that what sort of incremental EBITDA could come to us with this urea revamp.
So actually, after this revamp, we could get less than 6 the GKL consumption, energy consumption per metric ton of urea. So whatever the targeted energy norm by the government of India, it has been achieved. And the less conserving of this energy, you know, that will provide temporary relief. But I don't know what is the government of India. They will fix the energy norms and the subsidy for the GSFC. It is under the proposal of DO of Ministry. So until unless they notify the energy consumption by for GSFC and fix the subsidy accordingly, then after we will be only having some margin.
Got it. So, sir, two things here. One, are we allowed to recover the revamp cost, which like we have spent close to around 500 crores for this revamp. So, are we allowed to recover through a higher energy consumption norms, A? And B, also there is a proposal to have an increase in the fixed cost compensation by the government. So, your thoughts here.
Yeah, actually, as you rightly said, this energy consumption norm has been achieved. Now, we have requested government of India that they have not reimbursed any capital cost for revamp. Yeah. And actually, it is not 500 crore, it is below 400 crores. So, we have completed about revamping below 400 crores. So, if they fix the subsidy based on the old energy norms, then we will generate something like 50-60 crores per annum. So that will, period will be 6 to 7 years.
Correct. Sir, next question is on the chemicals. So like we have won close to around 25 crores this quarter, despite of challenging caprobenzene spreads. So last quarter, I think we were at 94 crores and you mentioned that we had done some ammonia trading last quarter because of which the numbers were higher. So what was the situation for this quarter? Like, is this 25 crores entirely from chemicals and this could be a steady run rate which we should assume or work with given the current spreads of melamine and capro? Or does it also include some proportion of trading from ammonia?
No, actually, as you rightly said, this caprobenzene spread has been reduced to $540. If we see the same quarter last year, it was $582. But it has improved from $521 in the last quarter. So if you see the quarter over quarter basis, it has improved from $521 to $540. So that is a good sign of improvement. And we have also taken up with the government of India for anti-dumping duty, because a lot of caprolactam and melamine is dumped from the Chinese material in India. So for protection of our industry, local industry, we expect that government of India will do something very soon, as the tariff bar is already going on geopolitical. So for saving the industry, we are only the producer of melamine in the country. And as far as caprolactam, we are only an FACT produces the caprolactam, but FACT plant, I don't know whether it is continued. Most of the time they are, because of the price war, they are closed. So we are only the producer of caprolactam melamine, and we patiently waiting for the any positive outcome from the government of India. And as far as information we are having, they are certainly doing something for the anti-dumping duty.
Correct. So, sir, just my question is whether this 25 crores is the steady state run rate which one should work with going forward, yeah, given the current spread.
That is not only the ammonia trading. Ammonia trading is the basic factor, and we continue the ammonia trading. If we get the ammonia at a good price, so we import ammonia and trade, and there is a good demand of ammonia, so we have the contract in our hand, and we will continue to do so in the next quarter or coming quarters also. But also in the caprolactam side, now we have developed a new product, SS Crystal. Right. So while the caprolactam are not giving any positive contribution, so we have shifted some of the intermediate products like HS for manufacturing of SS Crystal. So during the last quarter, it has also given a very good margin. So the IP sector has coming to positive side, and it will continue to do so because these are the permanent plants, you know, HX crystal and other things like ammonia. So I think it, now the we will have some more improvement in the coming quarter.
The last question, if you allow. So on the power side, I think we have been investing a lot on renewables, which is also visible in the presentation what we have shared. So if you can share, like, for both the complex put together, what is our current requirement of power at both the locations, and currently how much it is coming from renewables?
So whatever the requirement of the power is there, more than 50% is coming from the as a green power. Put together this wind mills what we are having and solar projects we are having at Charakna and the one from the GIPCL. So that power 37.5 megawatt we are getting from GIPCL, our sister concern. So it is very good and cheap source of power. And because of that, we have stopped our any power requirement or steam requirement from the gases, no, by generating the power from the gas turbine or steam turbine. And we have also not reduced our power requirement from the electricity board. So this all combined together has given a lot of cost efficiency as far as power is concerned.
Yeah, it is visible in our numbers also because our power cost has not gone up despite of the increase in the production numbers. So... correct, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Nirav.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yash with Unify Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, sir. So, in the presentation, you have put that there was an increase in PNK fertilizer trading. And I saw the volume also has increased by around 4x. So can you just give us the breakup of trading and manufacturing revenue-wise, what's the breakup? It will be helpful.
So actually, whatever trading we have done in the last quarter for the NPK 10 and NPK 12 grade of fertilizers. So that is the trading portion. And the manufacturing side, we have not produced much DAP, only a small quantity of DAP we produce in the Sikta. But all our plants at the Baroda Fertilizer Nagar complex, it is running more than 100% capacity as usual, other than the urea because the revamping project was just commissioned. Percentage wise, if you see that trading, kitna?
10%
of the total fertilizers.
Oh, it's in revenue was right, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And last year it was comparatively lower, right?
Yeah. Because there was no NPK trade, so now DAP is not available. So we are exploring the APS and other NPK grade of fertilizers, and it is required for the balanced nutrition to our crops, no. So government is also pushing us to provide the balanced fertilizer or complex fertilizer to the as per the requirement of the crops.
Okay. And another question, regarding the past participant just asked. So can you just quantify what will be the power reduction savings by the two new plants which we have just commissioned? Annual run rate, what will be the cost savings?
Urea?
Not urea. So the solar power plant, two plants we have commissioned this quarter, right? So what will be the annual power cost savings?
No, actually urea, this solar plant has been commissioned just now in the last quarter only. So full impact will be coming in the next quarter. But roughly we can say that 20 crores or odd figures we will be receiving by way of reduction in the power cost.
Okay. And just last one. I think this quarter we also had a reduction in your employee benefit expense. So
yes.
Can just like quantify like what was the specific one-off, either it's one-off reason or anything specifically related to that?
Actually last year in the same quarter due to the revision of your 4 years revision, no. we have paid all the some money to the LIC and for this gratuity and pension funds. So that was the major factor. Now it is not coming. This will come only after 4 months, 4 years. So at the time of revision, certainly the liability accrues, no? So we have to pay the deficit in the funds set up with the LICs for the pension as well as gratuity.
Okay, sir. Understood. And just one last thing. Do we intend to increase the production of DAP? Like 3-4 years back, we used to produce basically a DAP more. So considering the import restriction from China, China basically has put export restriction and there is a shortage of DAP. So do we intend to increase the production in coming quarters?
No, actually the DAP production is not cost economical. So we have tied up 4 shipment of DAP from the international suppliers, and actually one has already arrived and 3 are in the line queue. So enough DAP will be available to the farmers during the season. And in place of DAP, we are manufacturing this APS, and one idle strain of this DAP production at Sikka unit, now we are proposing to convert into for the fungible production, whether we require to produce DAP or APS or other NPK grade of fertilizers. So we are carrying out the modification very soon. We are approaching the board for the approval. And as soon as we get this approval, we will start the work, and within short period, we will be converting this facility also for production of APS and or DAP. So in that case, APS production will be doubled whatever we are achieving presently at Sikka unit.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor with Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, keeping in mind our quarter one performance, especially in the fertilizer segment, and then with the higher raw material prices, especially phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid, phosphorus and sulfuric acid, what should be penciling in terms of margin pattern going ahead? I think so. You gave the volume number of production number and sales for 2.3 million for fertilizer.
Yeah, this is the yearly what Barmaji is saying, that 2.3 million metric ton of fertilizers we will be producing and selling at the for the full year. What I am saying that during the quarter, as you rightly said, the phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid price were very high. So it creates some problem in production of DAP. And we are also facing the reduction in the margins in case of ammonium sulfate and ammonium phosphate sulfate, because the sulfuric acid prices are also very high, as you rightly said. But slowly I will see that these are in the peak levels now. So if there is any reduction, it will additionally benefit in our production margins of the phosphatic and sulfuric acid fertilizers. As far as this subsidy is concerned, because of the prevailing prices of the phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid, they fix the subsidy, so which is due with effect from 1st of October. So I presume that Government of India will take a note of these high prices of the phosphoric and sulfuric acid, and they will fix some higher subsidy for the phosphatic and sulfur-based fertilizers.
Right, sir. So, quarter two generally, sir, what is the kind of volume offtake we experienced for industry, and what are we anticipating for this quarter in terms of volume for the fertilizer segment?
Like around 5.8 to 6 lakhs.
Okay. 5.8
to 6 lakhs.
Okay, this is for the entirety for the company.
Yeah, as a company, Q2.
Okay, sir. When we look at these RM prices, which are, I think so, all are as per the import parity prices, and that are very dynamically changing, why are companies like us, which are government entities, not referring or suggesting a model by which, with the variations in the prices, the subsidy mechanism could be created or in a formula base, so that these ad hoc pain that that goes through the companies like us can be reverted into that, to that sense. Since prices, everything is available in public domain, one only an automated formula principle can be created, a platform can be created or suggested by which these vagaries can be removed and prices or subsidies are reset by themselves and not waiting for the government authorities to take note of the same.
Saket, you are right, but if we see the side of the government, they cannot give the subsidy whatever the prices internationally coming, and they are raising the price as per their mercy because the subsidy is given by the Indian government. So there will not be any end to it, because if they give the subsidy whatever the price of phosphoric acid prevails in the international market, or there are few countries which are having this rock phosphate deposits and they are producing the phosphoric acid in big quantity, so then there will not be any end. So that is the limitation with the government also, because the subsidy budget is limited and they cannot fix like the unlimited dispersal of the subsidy. So for just checking the things, you know, they are keeping this price in a year. They see what is the price, and then they provide subsidy. I think it is a fair working.
Okay. For Q1, our total sales for manufacturing was 3.64 lakhs, and on this we are expecting a tonnage of 5.82. That is what we have. You have just answered in the previous question.
Yes, yes. But total our traded, if you see the including trading, it is 4.51 million ton.
Yes,
so
yes,
4.51 lakhs. So, okay. Varma is saying it is it including trading, that he is saying that 6 lakh metric ton we will be selling in the market, but that is including the trading.
Yeah, total turnover.
Okay, okay. And what should be the likely then the breakup? I just trying to understand the type of profitability which we have done for this quarter in the fertilizer segment, and with the increase in raw material prices, is there any threat to the profit margin in the ensuing quarter, or we can maintain these numbers?
No, we will maintain irrespective of the whatever the because we have a lot of got the material in hand. At least for the quarter there is no problem. We have got this phosphoric acid 205 in our stock, so whatever the price increase, it will reflect it only in the third quarter of the company. So we are quite sure that there will not be any hit in the margin. And after this September, now as I said, that I am pretty sure that government of India will certainly revise the subsidy rates.
Okay. So you mentioned for the industrial product that includes some ammonia trading. So can you quantify for us what was the contribution from ammonia trading in terms of revenue and profitability?
So this is around 20 crores across margin we have got from this ammonia trading. So we are also trading from the SICRA, and when the urea plant was in the revamp, no, we also have the excess ammonia production. So that we also marketed a little bit here in Fertilizer Nagar complex.
That is 20 crore is the revenue contribution?
Yes, yes. No, not margin. Margin.
Profitability?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so out of our segmental profit, we see 25 crore. 20 crore is attributable to only the ammonia trading.
Yeah, that is right.
Okay, and this is only a one-time phenomenon since our unit was not commissioned and we have surplus of the same, or these factors are not going to continue going ahead?
No, we will continue. As far as this import of ammonia at SICRA plant, So we will continue. We have the long term contact with the suppliers now. So we have the separate quantity for the trading, and as per the requirement of Indian market, we trade and provide this imported ammonia. So it was a one-off that during this quarter, the sometimes the ammonia stock was full. So either we had to reduce the load of the plant or where we stopped. So just for a little we have traded the ammonia from the fertilizer complex.
No, sir, when we look at your price graph on slide number 6, we find ammonia prices trending lower or settling lower from 38,000 metric ton to 31. So,
yes.
So we are carrying stock. I mean, what should one read into this decline from 38 to 31 that we should factor in for the current ensuing quarter?
No, actually, ammonia import is based on the international prevailing prices. It may come down,
right.
It may go up a little bit here and there. But whatever the supply contact we are having to supply the ammonia to Indian market, no, that is on based on the delta on the imported price. So that will never be a loss to GSFC, even if we are carrying the ammonia stock or fresh ammonia we are receiving at a higher price or lower price. So we have fixed the formula like delta over the imported price. So that we are getting the margins.
Okay. Sir, can you give only one more color? What would be the revenue that in that sense? Because industrial product segment posted revenue quarter on quarter is higher, even year on year is higher. So, and you have mentioned that the capital vector prices were lower, the spread was lower. So, ammonia trading, how much has it constituted to the top line for the quarter?
It is around 60 crores.
Only 61, that is 11% or 10-11% of the total revenue in the industrial product.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and so going ahead also in the industrial product segment, I think so March quarter, we did saw a higher contribution to the profit. So what were the factors that were reversed, sir, Q1Q that led into the profitability taking a hit? Or if you could just give the number of ammonia trading for the March quarter also, how much did we margins we earned for the March quarter?
No, actually one more factor which I tell to you that during this fiscal inspection as on 31st March of the fiscal stock of the ammonia and the book stock, there was some mismatch, so we have inflated the stock in the system because fiscal stock was there. So that was also one factor which provided a little more margin because it was the zero stock material uploaded in the system, and that is the reason that you are seeing the higher margins available by way of sale trading of ammonia.
Sir, I didn't get the last point. Can you please repeat once more about the closing stock part? Is it the revaluation aspect which you are mentioning?
Not revaluation. Actually, at the financial year end, we check the stock, our statutory auditors, the fiscal stock versus the book stock. If there is any discrepancy, then we have to utilize. We have to make the, correct the our book stock as per the fiscal stock available. So certain times there are so many shipments coming of the ammonia. So there may be somewhere more material come, somewhere there is a gap. So at the year end, we match the book stock with the fiscal stock, and in that process, we have got this stock hiked.
Okay, so that has gone to the profitability.
Yeah, because if we sell that stock, then it will be a total profit because it's zero cost, because cost is already
been. Right, sir. Sir, and lastly, sir, on the other expenses line item also, I think so Q on Q, there is a significant dip from 285 crore to 201 crore. What explains this lowering of other expenses Q on Q basis?
Other expenses?
Yes, sir. Other expenses line item.
No, the reason I told that this urea plant was under the trial and production. So as we have shifted this sales value of the 40,000 metric ton of urea amounting to 150 crores, the same manner we have also credited the expenses in the revenue side and transferred it to the capital. So that balance can be met and there is no difference as per the accounting standard. So we have transferred the expenditure incurred during the quarter for the trial and period, that is around 2 months. So that transferred there. So that may be the reason that other expenses might be lower in comparison to other quarter.
Right. And on the larger project, sir, of setting up of this phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid project at Tikka, where are we in terms of where are exactly, at what stage are we, sir, since it is it will be commissioned by, as per the your slide number 8, it will be commissioned in sometimes in FY 2027-28. So, if you could just give whether DPR is done, what is the update on the same, current update on the same?
Yeah, PSA plant, we have got the basic engineering and we have issued the tender for detail engineering. And that are under the investigation and negotiation level. As soon as we fix the detail engineers, we will start the activities at the SICCA for this PSA project.
Okay, and what is the total cost of the project? For both phosphoric and sulfuric, or if you could give the breakup?
Cost, still we are in the negotiation stage, so it is not firmed up. Earlier we have estimated around 1500 to 1600 crores for this PSA prone. But after receiving the actual quote and commercial negotiation, we will be able to finalize and tell to you what is the real cost of this project.
Okay. And for this, sir, what are we doing for the raw material sourcing for both phosphorus and sulfur to get this project viable and also to ensure raw material security? What steps are there being taken or are in the anvil?
No, as I told you, the sulfuric acid 5 plant we are already commissioning in Fertilizer Nagar. So whatever the additional we will be having, we will be transferring it to SICCA for this production. Additionally, we have the long-term arrangement of sulfuric acid supply from the Hindustan Zinc and other suppliers like Adani, who are presently coming in the market with a big volume of sulfuric acid. As far as phosphoric acid is concerned, we are getting it from the foreign suppliers. And for PA plant, we require a rock phosphate. So we have dialogue with the certain parties for securing the rock phosphate supply, and it is not a very challenging job. I think we will be, at the time of requirement of rock phosphate, we will be having fun tie-up of the rock supplies.
Okay. And last 2 points, sir, we have some investment in Tunisia, I think so, earlier some JV. What is the latest update on the same? Correct me there if I'm yeah.
In the first plant, there is a fire in the February, so it is still closed, I think. So there is no supply we are receiving from the Tiffert presently. But as soon as we have sent two executives from GSFC to Tunisia for this for getting the feedback to what is the status of the facility to be restarted after this fire. And we will get the information as soon as the plant is started. So we will restore over the supply from Tiffert.
As of now, sir, we used to source the rock phosphate on a contractual basis, or what was the last consignment or tonnage we received from them?
No, from Tunisia we received only P2O5, phosphoric acid, not rock phosphate. So, last time, before 6 months, we received one shipment, but then after the plant were closed, so there was no production and there is no shipment accordingly. So,
okay, what is our investment, sir, there? How much have we invested in this project?
Maybe it is way back in 12 or 13, maybe 200 crores or odd figures we might have invested in the 15% equity in the Tiffert project, along with the Coromandel.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on the consolidated numbers, when we consolidate our quarterly results here, there is an increase of revenue to the tune of 13 crore and the bottom line is reduced by 6 crore. So can you explain this phenomenon, why, what goes into consolidation and why the profitability at the PBT level goes down?
No, because it is the subsidy impact when we are having our 100% owned subsidy GATL. So if there is any stock lying there, we book as a sale in the standalone accounts. But well, the in consolidation, that subsidy portion is adjusted. So that's why the PBT is down. But whatever sale is there of the GATL as a whole, that increases the revenue. So while consolidating, we adjust the sales and the PBT levels.
Okay. I'll just go through it again, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you for all the elaborate answers, sir. In the presentation offline, sir, I would like to give some more suggestions wherein our presentation can be made more addressable toward the investors. But lot of changes, good changes have been made to the presentation, and we are really grateful to the management for addressing our request. Some more changes can be made that would make the presentation more addressable going ahead. So would look to interact with the team who have prepared the same. So for my input, sir, if they can be deliberated on.
Sure, sir. Kitan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Namaskar, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from Sanya Jain with Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to know what would be the CAPEX number this year?
CAPEX? Which is capitalized or under execution?
Under execution.
Under execution, today only this phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid plant at Sikka, which is proposed. So that capex is around 1600 to 1700 crores, what we have projected at the time of proposal. Now the firm bids have been received and we are under negotiation. We cannot disclose the price. So this is the capex available presently. But more stream of DAP at Sikka is proposed to be converted into fungible production facilities like APS and other NPK. So approximately 30 to 40 crores expenditure would be there to convert this DAP tank.
And sir, what about the sulfuric acid plant in Vadodara?
Yeah, that is commissioned in next month or so, or September, October. So that is around 340 crores of the plant. So we will be capitalizing that in the next quarter or in the third quarter.
Okay. And sir, did we experience any inventory gains this quarter in the fertilizer segment?
What you are saying, please repeat.
Did we experience any inventory gain in the fertilizer segment this quarter, and if you could quantify them?
Inventory gain?
Yes.
In case of fertilizer, you know that subsidy is paid on pause normally, and in case of Q1 is always off season, so normally this doesn't happen, so not a major part of anything.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Munzal Shah with NSFO. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. A couple of questions. One is, a few years back, the Gujarat government had come out with some guidelines for Gujarat-based PSUs in with respect to dividend policy and buyback. So are they still, are you supposed to follow those guidelines actually still?
Yes, sir, because the report is still in the force. So we are actually following it.
Okay, because there was a guideline for buyback also, and I think GSFC was one of the candidates for fulfilling those guidelines actually.
Yeah, as far as dividend is concerned, the last quarter we have said that now the tax dividend, so when it will be paid, the board will decide accordingly. As far as buyback or bonus share, whatever the items were there in the circular, our chairman is the chief secretary of government of Gujarat, so he knows better. So whatever the instruction coming from the board for buyback or bonus, accordingly apply.
And sir, would it be fair to assume that whatever capex you have announced, and obviously they yet not finalized, okay, but considering improved performance, it would be mostly financed through internal accruals?
No, no. We have three, four projects we have already commissioned, and now the our money we are having, it is not sufficient to cater the needs of PSA project, which is more than 1600 crores. So let us see, whenever we need, we will approach the market for the that portion.
So, but we already have more than 2000 crores cash in the books, and our annual cash generation is close to 800 odd crores.
Yeah, so that has been reduced quite a bit, 800 crores. So now the because of the raw material prices going on, other inventory we are piling up for the next quarter production. So we are not having that much cash, which I can assume that there will not be, it will suffice for the PSA plant.
So you mean to say the March 2025 cash has reduced substantially?
Yeah, presently it is reduced. I don't know if the subsidy is increased and we receive a good margin on the fertilizer and along with the subsidy, then it will require again.
So last question, one is there is you know, with regards to lot of increase in the fertilizer prices, there is a talk that the fertilizer subsidy will increase substantially this year. So you know, say by March 2026, do you think that all the companies would be receiving the subsidies, or this time there is a possibility that, you know, they can be delayed?
No, no. I think that whatever the pricing of the raw material is prevailing, government will certainly look into and increase the subsidy, especially on the phosphorus and sulfuric acid content, P&S. Whatever budget the government has provided in the budget, so that will be revised, I think, whatever additional is needed, because the agriculture sector and fertilizer sector is the of prime importance for the economy and for the government also.
The cash flow perspective, actually, more from the cash flow perspective, because government has been repaying subsidies for last couple of years, but this year, you know, there would be a substantial increase, and, you know, considering the cash flows, would they be able to repay on time, or there could be a delay?
No, we are receiving the subsidy well in time. Up to the July 2nd week, we have been receiving the subsidy. There is no delay from the government side, and I hope that this will continue.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. S.K. Bajpayee for closing remarks.
Yeah, so thank you, participants, and I hope that our team and myself has given the satisfactory reply whatever questions has been posed to us. It is good quarter for us, and hopefully good season, rainy season is there, so we will come out with the better results in the coming quarter. And till then, goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.